Welcome to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm Simona McNeil, a freedom from fear and visibility coach who helps women outsmart fear, doubt, and shame so they can go from dreamer to doer, one small action at a time. I'll be your host over the next 4 days, and I'm so excited to share these 20 plus interviews with you. Throughout these interviews, you'll be introduced to some amazing women of God. These are real women sharing their very real stories and experiences with fear, doubt, and shame, and how they overcame them. Together, we want to help you detox your thoughts, debunk the lies, and transform your life. Freedom is yours for the taking. While this event was created by Christian women for Christian women, this is a judgment-free zone where everyone is welcome. Think of these sessions as less of a finger-wagging soliloquy and more of a conversation between friends that we're inviting you to join in on. I'm so excited to hear about the growth, ahas, and transformation that come from this week's summit. Listen in. Welcome back to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I am so excited to be joined today by my sister in Christ, Courtney Richard. Courtney, tell our audience a little bit more about yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes. So I am Courtney Richard, and I'm the founder of Inside Out with Courtney. Everything I do is pretty much inside out because I just believe God is big on the heart and how we live our lives, whether we are in our homes or whether we are out in the city and in the community and in our churches. It's just how we're living out there, how we're being a greater light. And so I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and I am just really focused on helping women to grow in their walk with the Lord and also equipping them to do what they are called to do. And so I love the topic that we're going to be talking about today. And I love the theme actually that you have. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Today, we're going to be talking about the fear of failure. The specific talk title is From Fear to Freedom: 3 Keys to Unlocking Your Potential Inside Out. How did you come up with that topic?
One of the things, like I said, fear, I think we all deal with fear in regards to when we're working on projects or when we're doing something for God and we're wondering if it's going to work, is it going to fail? And just being able to trust him in the process and be able to overcome that fear. And so from the inside out, of course, like I said, it's just living from the inside out, living from the heart and doing what God is calling us to do in every way. And so we're going to talk about those 3 keys today and how to overcome that fear, get through that.
Yeah, let's take a step back. Can you tell us about an instance? Let's dive into the fear of failure in particular.
Yes, yeah, for sure. I had an event and it was revival. And oh my gosh, it was a lot of moving parts. And so you're wondering as you're planning, is it going to be a success? Is it going to fail? Are people going to come? Are people going to show up and share and do all those things? And so you have that fear of wondering, God, is this you or is this me? But being able to just press through that and continue to just do all the things that he said to do, listing everything out and praying and fasting and seeking him from every detail, every connection, and just moving forward. So yeah, was it fear? 100%. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope this works. And at the end of the day, it was amazing. It was an amazing life-changing event. People's lives were saved. There was salvation. There was baptisms. There was the deliverance that was taking place, prayer and conversations. Ministry was happening. The worship was awesome. The speakers were preaching the word of God. And so it was indeed a success and God was glorified. So yeah, I can definitely tell you, was I shaking in my boots? 100%. But I went forward and did exactly what the Lord told me to do.
Love that. I love how your success and also your freedom from fear was tied to your obedience. Can you talk us through that for a little bit?
Yes, yes. Obedience, right? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Sometimes we will be scared to step out there and get out of the boat and do that thing. But when we go to God, and also I would say feasting on scriptures, have a verse when you are either doing an event, taking on an endeavor, preaching a message, being able to share the gospel, just pull out a scripture, a verse that is going to actually help you and to encourage you to press forward. Right now on my laptop, I actually have something that says faith over fear. And Psalm, actually, let me see it. My eyes are, I'm telling you, I need readers, okay? But I want to make sure that I give this verse correctly. And it's actually Psalm 36:3. And what it says is, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. That's right. So whenever we are afraid, we want to make sure that we put our trust in him. Actually, it's 56:3. I told you my eyes, these little bitty words on here. But that's a verse that really helped me, and it's on my laptop. So anytime I feel like I am getting afraid or embarking upon something that's way bigger than me, and all of a sudden apprehension begins to try to grip my heart, then I rely on the verse. I rely on the scriptures. And so that's what I would encourage people to do that are actually listening right now.
Absolutely love that. Oftentimes when I'm having a conversation with someone who is a coach and a speaker and an amazing force within the kingdom and the world like you, sometimes they will point to things like affirmations and just positive thinking. But I love that you brought it back to the word. I love that you said, okay, I know I can't do this myself. So instead, I am going to focus on something that I know is true. And I love that you can just model for our listeners what it looks like to have that firm foundation and to always go back to the word in order to find freedom, in order to find safety, in order to show up as your confident self versus tapping into the negative spiral that is sometimes associated with fear. Thanks for sharing that piece with us.
Absolutely.
How did you come up with the three keys? Was that you? Was that a collaborative exchange with you and the Holy Spirit? Tell us more.
Absolutely. I don't do anything without consulting God. I need to.
Say it again.
All should. We all should. What I do is I ask the Lord to just take over my mouth and say what he wants to say. And so even before we got on today, I was like, Lord, you know exactly what the listeners need to hear. And so that's what I do. Anytime I'm speaking, anytime I am writing, I always say, Lord, take over. And so he's in control of those three keys. And so, yeah, what we're going to share today is from him.
I love it. What's the first key?
The first key I would say is to understand that you got to reject rejection. And what I mean by that is sometimes when we are embarking upon something that God is calling us to do, we're scared of the no's. What if people don't come? What if people say no? What if they don't accept the offer? What if they don't read the blog post or open up the newsletter or whatever it is that we're working on or watch the video, the reels that we're putting out here? What if they say no, right? What if they don't partner? What if they don't sponsor? What if they don't do all these things? But what if they do? What if they do? So you have to press past that fear. So the key number one is going to be reject rejection and keep moving forward, because the yeses are coming. The open doors are coming. God is going to open up those opportunities for you. And so you just have to press forward, persevere, and continue to endure. And just trust him in the midst, trust him in the process, and just lay it down. Okay, if someone rejects you, it's okay. Just reject that rejection and keep moving. Because if you don't keep moving, then what God is calling you to do, the will of God, will not take place because you're so scared. You're frightened. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't pick up that phone. I can't inbox. I can't email them because I'm afraid of that no. But remember, what if they say yes? You're going to get a yes. You're going to get a yes. So just keep moving forward. So that is what I would say. Press through the fear. Reach out, do what you need to do, and allow God to move in that situation, but reject that rejection. So that would be number one.
That is such a great reminder. I'm reminded of instances where I have felt like stopping, mm-hmm. right? I felt like maybe, you know, I should just succumb to being stuck in this moment. But always going back to the fact that I know my strength doesn't come from me. And then remembering, for me, like just remembering the times when he brought me through has been a great way to help me push through that part of the fear. Because in every instance, there's been a blessing on the other side of it. And if I had stayed there, if I'd stayed stuck, if I'd stayed in that small place that honestly the enemy needs you to be in. So you have to decide, am I going to do what is in God's will, what he wants me to do? Or am I going to just succumb and do the enemy's job for him? It's that simple. And I think sometimes we don't look at it as that. Sometimes we just look at it like, oh, I'm just procrastinating. I'm going to do it eventually. Or sometimes we just look at it like, oh, I don't have the motivation, or I'm just stuck. It's so much bigger than that. Everything that we encounter is spiritual. So when you succumb to just being stuck, when you choose to hide in the bed and pull the covers over your head, think about the people that you are impacting. Think about the people that aren't hearing his word, aren't reaching their purpose, aren't receiving salvation. You just fill in the blank because you chose not to push through the fear. That's what I thought of when you just shared that.
Amen. Yes, yes. For sure. I love that. And something you said about being stuck, and that would be number two. That would be number two, the key in regards to what I like to say is nothing happens until you start moving. So that's number two. Nothing is going to happen until you start moving. When we go back to the children of Israel, Moses had passed away, and now Joshua was going to fill these really big shoes to get the people over into the promised land. And so one of my favorite verses is Joshua 1:9, and it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And so you've got to get moving. Had they not started moving, they would not have been able to cross over into that promised land. And so I want to say to the listeners right now is that, let me say that again. I want to say to the listeners right now, you've got to move. Nothing is going to happen until you actually start moving. So you got to get out of that bed. You got to lay out the list. You got to lay out the plan, lay out the vision with God. Praying, fasting, seeking him for direction, because that's exactly what they did. They didn't just move and just do stuff without consulting, without going to God first. And when they did do things without him, there was trouble, right? There was consequences, there was problems, there was issues, all the things. So God is calling us, and he is commanding us to be strong and courageous. And being courageous is being brave. It's being bold. It's stepping out in faith, is pressing past the fear. It's overcoming that fear. And so in order to unlock your potential, to get out there, what's inside of you, to get it outside into the world, into the city, into the community, onto those online spaces, wherever you show up, you've got to be strong and courageous, and you've got to get moving, right? So that's what I would say. And sometimes in the midst of that, you know, the Lord says, do not be afraid, because he knew Joshua. There was going to be some things that he was going to face. And there's some things that we will even face as we're doing the will of God, as we're embarking upon whatever that is that he's calling us to do. Sometimes we'll be afraid. And so God prepares us ahead of time. And he says, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, because the discouragement, I asked God about that. I said, what is that part about the discouragement? Because he says sometimes you're going to be discouraged, because if it's not happening the way you think it should happen, or it's not happening the way or in the timing that you think it should happen, then you'll get discouraged. If people are not moving the way you want them to move, or saying those yeses like we talked about, and they're rejecting and doing all these things, you're going to get discouraged. And what he's saying is, do not be discouraged, because what? I am going to be with you wherever you go. So get moving.
That's so good. Courtney, the thing that came up for me, and the thing that I want to make sure we drive home for the listeners today, is that when you described being courageous, at no point did you say, wait until you're fearless. At no point did you say, wait until the fear dissipates and then take action. Right. I know that there is wisdom behind you not saying that. Can you talk the listeners through why courage does not require you to be fearless?
Yeah, because like I said, courage is brave. It's pressing past that, right? It's pressing past the fear, because you're going to experience it. You're going to experience fear sometimes. You're going to feel like, oh my gosh, can I do this? This is too big for me. But you have to understand who is going ahead of you, who is behind you, who is with you, who is inside of you. Amen. And knowing that you are going to get the victory with him. And no matter what it looks like, God is ultimately going to get the glory. And he has called you for such a time as this. And so That's what it's about. It's just about stepping out there and just moving forward, regardless of how you feel, and stepping out in faith. Like I said, faith over fear.
Thank you. What's the third key?
So the third key is the word of God. And it's one that I love. And it's coming from Psalm 34:4. And it says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all of my fears. God will deliver you. God will deliver you as you are going forth and doing all the things, even if you're afraid of whatever the circumstances may be in your life, because sometimes as we do what God's calling us to do, it's not always the task. Sometimes it's the things that we're experiencing in our personal lives. Maybe something that you're going through with your family or with yourself. Maybe you need healing or you need deliverance, or you don't know how God is going to move in your financial situation, or maybe you're going through something where you really are scared about something. And so God is saying that I'm going to deliver you from all of your fears. So sometimes you're afraid to step out there. You're afraid to fail in a circumstance. I know we're talking about fear of failure, but even in your personal life, like God is able to deliver you from things that you're dealing with personally, but also when you are embarking upon those endeavors and you're scared and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this is going to work. What if it fails? What if it doesn't happen the way that I've laid it out, the way that I've written it out, the way that I believe that you've shown me? God, what if this doesn't happen? And he's saying, listen, I'm going to deliver you from that fear. You need to be delivered right now. You need to go forth and you need to do what it is that I'm calling you to do, no matter the size of the task or the size of the trial that you're going through while you're tackling the task. I want you to know that I'm able to deliver you from that fear. And so that's what God is calling us to do. To trust him in the process, no matter what we're embarking upon or what we're dealing with in our lives, he's able to do it. He's going to answer us and deliver us from that.
That's so good.
Amen.
I did my homework, right? So I did a little bit of online sleuthing. We'll call it research, right? So that I could better understand who I was talking to today. And so I know how you show up in the kingdom. I know how you influence women in the kingdom. And I know how important that inside out piece is for you. And I've noticed that even in the few short minutes that we've been here together, how you have been sharing the word throughout. For someone who is not where you are in your journey, right? Like maybe, let's just say we're talking to someone who is newer on this journey and they're still plagued with fear. And while they've understood the three keys, maybe they still can't see it for themselves, right? What would be the first step and like your top recommendation for that person so that they can get to the point where he can open their eyes?
That's good. That's a really good question. Thank you. You did your research. Amen. Amen. I love helping women for sure, growing their walk with the Lord. And so what I would say is that God has not given you a spirit of fear. He has not given you a spirit of fear. And like I said, sometimes there are things that we're going to do, things that we're called to do that we're like, oh my gosh, is this going to work? Is this you? And I would also say to prepare yourself. When we look at 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul is teaching young Timothy about how to actually go out here and preach, how to teach, how to share the gospel with others, and how to walk out the calling that was upon his life. And so what Paul told him was, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. And I want to tell the listener the same thing. God has not given you a spirit of timidity, a spirit of fear, but of power. You have the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you that is going to lead you and guide you and help you and speak through you as you do what he is calling you to do, whether that's speaking or writing, or you're called to do something in your church, whatever it is, or in your city or community. You have the power that is inside of you to do amazing kingdom things, amazing, even greater works, Jesus said. And then love, right? So God has given you love, the fruit of the Spirit inside of you to go forth and to show compassion and to have acts, to show those acts of love, right? Love is faith in action. So when we're doing that, we're extending that hand, right? People can see Jesus through us. They're seeing the goodness of God. And so go forth in love. And then self-discipline, discipline yourself. Study, meditate on the word, memorize the word, study your craft, whatever it is that God has gifted you to do. If you can sing, if you can act, if you can write, if you can speak, let God use you in a way that is just life-changing and impactful, but you've got to discipline yourself. You've got to discipline yourself. So I would say rely on 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, a sound mind, self-discipline. Amen.
Amen. What I love about what you just said is that you reminded the listeners that we all have a calling. Sometimes we can get caught up in our circumstances. Sometimes we can get caught up in the fact that maybe we have careers. Maybe we are going down a path or a track that we created for ourselves. And we can lose sight of the fact that we were all sent here with a divine calling and with a purpose. And in many cases, with multiple assignments that we will fulfill because it's His plan for us.
That's right.
How would you encourage the person who knows nothing but corporate, has always known corporate, to take a leap of faith and start exploring their calling? Now, I'm not saying the person quits their job tomorrow. I don't believe in doing that unless the Lord tells you to. But how would you encourage them to move from a place of fear where they're like, I feel like I'm being called to this. I feel like the Lord is calling me to X. In this very moment, all I see is I don't have the money to do this, or maybe I need more schooling, or all the different excuses that we can line up as building blocks or bricks to create this wall to prevent us from reaching purpose and reaching His destiny for us. What would you say to that person to help them get from this place of fear to the other side, where they are at least able to start walking through the keys that you've outlined for us?
Yeah, I would say prepare to take the leap. Prepare. I definitely would say that. You don't want to just jump out there, like you said, just leave and things like that. You have a calling that God has called you to a specific purpose. And so what I would say is while you're on that corporate job is to prepare, start writing out in your journal some of the things that God has been showing you. Lay out a plan, open up a fresh sheet of paper, buy a new journal, or open up a new document and start typing or writing out the things that God has been showing you, and begin to take some baby steps. If you need to design or have the website designed, or if you need to get that landing page, or you want to start working on that freebie that you have to draw people to get onto your list so that you can minister to them through writing, through a newsletter, or through a blog. If you want to start doing more videos or reels, that's a big thing right now. We live in a world where video is a big deal, right? Video is king, content is queen. And so blocking some time where you can do a video, a little 60 second or 90 second video when you're off from work, like plan or block an hour of time to be able to do that. If it's something that you know you're called to do in your church, because not everybody is called to ministry like their own ministry or their own nonprofit organization. Some people are called to, like for me, I'm a worship leader. I do a lot of things. I'm in ministry. I have my own ministry and I have my own business and everything like that. And I also have my own nonprofit, but I'm also a servant in my church. I actually helped to lead worship, and I was teaching Sunday school and I was a part of the women's ministry. So if there's a ministry that you can be a part of in your church, or maybe you are already a part of that and you're like, I want to do more, then start preparing for that. Start preparing. Dive deeper into the word, study, meditate on scripture, memorize verses so that it can quite naturally come up when you're encouraging others that you encounter at church, when you're getting coffee, or when you're in your community, in your city, or even on the job. Like, minister where you are, however the Lord leads you. Ministry happens every day, all throughout the day, all throughout the week, and all throughout the month. But I would say prepare for the leap. And do it afraid. Sometimes you got to do it afraid. I do want to give a verse, Philippians 4:6-7. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Because sometimes you can be anxious when you're like, oh my gosh, I know God's calling me to this, but I'm working on this job and I want to do this. And I don't know, should I do this or that? But lay aside that anxiety, all of that. Give it to God. Lift it up to God. He says, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, give God thanks for where you are and where you're headed. And then present your request to God. And guess what? You'll receive His peace that surpasses all understanding. So that's what I would say, is to prepare to take that leap and give your anxieties to God.
Love that. Last question for you. What role do you believe belief, or maybe let's take it a step further, faith in the things that God tells you will happen, what role do you believe that plays in helping someone break free from fear?
What you said is a key word, faith. You don't know, right? We don't know if something's going to work or if it's not going to work. We're talking about fear of failure, but it's believing that God is with you no matter what. So I feel like nothing is wasted, even though you may feel like, Courtney, it did fail. It didn't work. It didn't turn out the way that I wanted it to turn out. I thought God was with me. I stepped out on faith. I took the leap. I prepared. I did all the things, but it just didn't work. It didn't work. And I want to say it did. You may not see it on this side of heaven, how much and the effect and the impact. There have been things that I've done as well. And I'm like, God, what was that about? I thought that was you. And there's nothing wasted. There is nothing wasted. Sometimes we're going to do things that we're right on the money and it's, that's it. And it's, you see this big, huge impact and oh my gosh, that was amazing. But then sometimes you have some things that happen and you feel like you failed. It's just a reality. That's, we're human. But God is saying, no. Because if you believe by faith that God gave you that to do, then he's going to make it work. It's all going to work out for the good in the end, no matter what. It's going to work out for the good, unless you're in sin, right? But you're not doing something sinful. You're doing something that's going to impact people's lives. And so I just say, lay it down. There's another assignment coming. Keep moving forward. Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep pressing until Jesus Christ comes again.
Amen. Because you never know. Courtney said, you don't know how he's using it. Give yourself an inventory. How has your character changed? You view it as a failure, but what have you grown and learned about yourself or about his character as a result of that experience? Take inventory of where you were prior to the quote-unquote failure versus where you are now. Have you grown personally? Have you grown spiritually? Maybe you encountered that so you could learn how to pray better. Like, the Lord works in mysterious ways. His word tells us that his thoughts are above our thoughts, right? That his ways are not our ways. We know this, but yet we still sometimes expect him to work and react in ways that we as mere humans would work, which I'm laughing right now because I know I do this. And just speaking it out loud, like I can hear the insanity of it all, right? Because he's an all-powerful God. And yet sometimes that's still the expectation. And so I just want you to, if you view what you have experienced or maybe the season that you're in right now as a failure, I just want to encourage you to go back and take an inventory of where you are now versus where you were. I just experienced an amazing healing event in Atlanta yesterday. And one of the things that I was left with was just echoing the sentiment that Courtney just shared here, the fact that God wastes nothing, that he uses everything. But also, it encouraged us that God, more than anything else, wants you to be whole. He wants you to be whole. He wants you to be healed because he loves you. Romans 5:8 tells us that he sent his son when we were still in sin, right? He knew what was going to happen, but he sent us because of his infinite and perfect and unconditional love. And so I just want you to look at your failure through that lens. Look at it through the lens of God's love. I want you to stop judging yourself. And I'm preaching to myself here. I want you to stop being ashamed of what invisible expectation you placed on yourself that didn't materialize, or stop being ashamed of this goal that you placed on yourself that maybe was from culture, like, oh, I was supposed to start this business and make 7 figures in a month. That's the lie that was going around for a little bit. And instead, it took you months and years to make it to 6 figures. But in doing that, you learned how to trust God more. You learned how to do it and still retain your character. And everything that you're doing is still for his glory. But you're looking at yourself through culture's expectations. And as a result, you see yourself as a failure. Instead, I want to challenge you to redefine success. That's something I've had to do in this season. Culture and someone who is obsessed with metrics and marketing will tell you, oh, if you don't have X amount of people sign up, then it's not a success. That's not the way that God sees it, right? We know we serve a God who will leave the 99 for the one. And so maybe you had an event. Maybe there were 200 people at the event. And from those 200 people, maybe 10 people gave their life to God. Maybe you had some expectation that you would make seven figures from the event. And maybe you fell short of that. And so as a result, you see it as a failure. I want you to look at it through God's eyes. We know that heaven rejoices when someone comes back to the kingdom, right? Ask yourself, did I do his will? That's the first question, because we always want to make sure we have the right motives. We want to give ourselves a heart check. Would he be pleased? Do you think God would be pleased with you bringing 10 souls back to the kingdom? Of course. And also, do you believe that you serve a God who's big enough to bless you in another way? Maybe you didn't reach the seven figures with this particular event, but do you trust him enough? Do you believe in him enough to know that whatever need you have, he's going to exceed, not just meet it. He's not the God that just meets our needs. He exceeds them. And do you trust him to do what he says in his word, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine? Courtney honed in on something that was very important, and it's something I don't want us to lose sight of. It's the importance of shifting our, not just our mindset, but our perspective as well. Courtney, any final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Yes, go forth boldly. Lay aside worrying about whether or not it's going to work or not. Is it going to fail? Go forth in faith and just trust him and know that he's got you. And he's going to be with you everywhere you go.
Amen. That's so good. It's such a good reminder. How can the listener stay in contact with you, Courtney?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, sister. I so appreciate that. They can find me at inside.com. They can also go to CourtneyRichard.com as well. I'm also on Instagram. That is my jam. That's my hangout spot. I'm also on Facebook too. You can just go based on my name, Courtney Richard, and search it, or you can search it by Inside Out with Courtney. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for sharing your experience with the listeners. I am beyond grateful. I thank God for using you, and I thank you for your obedience and coming. I know you have prepared a free gift for the listeners so that they can get on your list and just stay in contact with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about that free gift?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a life management planner. If they wanted to go ahead and grab that, they can get that on CourtneyRichard.com. And I also have a 52-week devotional that they can download as well. That is for free, and they can grab that on that site as well.
That's perfect. I will make sure they have access to that both on the website under your interview as well as through the podcast. So I'll make sure it's in the show notes.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you including anything in the marketplace that you'd like to talk about?
I would say the life management planner is really good because it just helps women to be able to have a plan as they go forth and do all the things. There's also a devotional in there as well. So it's pretty good. A lot of people love it. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be beneficial.
Awesome. All right, Courtney, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us. Thank you for sharing the three keys.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you, sister.
You're so welcome. Listeners, definitely make sure you come back. Listen to some of the other sessions.